Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death called necrosis due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539.
Family. It looks a little different for everyone. For some, it's mom and dad. For others, roommates who feel like family. And for others, it's your significant other, their golfing buddies, your children, a high school soccer team starting lineup, and oh look, they're all taking you up on the offer to stay for dinner. Really testing the limits of that phrase, the more the merrier. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on home and car insurance. Easier than making 3 frozen pizzas and assorted frozen veggies into a cohesive meal.
Goldilocks Productions broadcasts universal cosmic frequencies that unlock, awaken, and expand the consciousness of our worldwide viewers and listeners. Welcome to the Transformational Soul Show with your host, Ruth Saltman.
Are you ready to experience more stability in your life?
You can change your life and be who you are meant to be, your authentic self.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ruth Saltman, and this is the Transformational Soul. I am so happy to be here again with you this week. I want to welcome everyone. Thank you for being here. And I want to thank you for your continued support of me and the show. You know, when you share the show, you subscribe, you participate, you know, it's really amazing for our show host. So I want to thank you very much for that. Hi, Kim. It's nice to see you here. If you are moved to make a donation to me or to the show, you can do so through Super Chat on YouTube or through the Venmo app on Facebook. Know that your donations are appreciated, and they are used to help keep the show going. If you would be interested in sponsoring the show for a month, you or any of the Goldilocks production shows, there's so many amazing ones, you can contact my amazing producer, Tiffany White Sage Woman. What she'll do is she will create a little thank you sponsor video that will play sometime during the show. If you're watching live, please comment so we know you're here. I have a couple of announcements before I bring on my special guest. One is that, you know, I mentioned last week that I've lined up some special guests for the month, for the months during the summer. I thought I'd change it up a little bit. And I'm going to post a list on the Facebook page later to let you know, who that's going to be. I did announce most of them last week, and I'm really excited about the guests we have tonight. Before I introduced Laura, I do want to mention that every month we have the Spiritual Message Circles, and it's on Saturdays, and there's two this month. One is on, let's see, the 12th, and one is on the 26th. So I would like to recommend that you go to Goldilocks Productions website and sign up for that. You can block your own set time, and then you will get readings from myself, Laura, and the other hosts that happen to be on that night. It's so much fun. You know, it's great, you know, being able to interact with everybody. So I highly recommend that you do that. So as part of my summer, you know, special guests, Melissa Parks will be here, Caroline Carey, Susan Redwine, Tiffany White Sage Woman, our very own Robin McGuire. And tonight we have a very special guest. Her name is Laura Ramiro. And as you, many of you know, many of you will know her from Angels and Healing Light. She on here on Goldilocks Productions as well. Her show is on Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Laura is a psychic intuitive, a certified spiritual healer, a certified Reiki master and teacher, a bioenergy healer, a certified angel intuitive, certified angel card reader, an animal communicator, and she is an accredited member of the American Society for Standards in Mediumship and Psychical Investigation. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Laura Ramiro to the show. I'm so happy that you're here, Laura.
Thank you, Ruth. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm getting goosebumps. This is going to be great. We got two angel ladies here bringing in the angels for everybody tonight. So thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And you know, I'm really excited that you, of all people, are my very first guest ever. Because back in November 17th, I believe, many of you may already know this, but Laura had me on her show. And that was right after I had published my book, Metamorphosis, A Journey of the Soul. And Laura had me on to talk about my book. Well, bim, bam, boom, Laura got some wheels going. And December 10th, I had my first show here. So, you know, a lot of that had to do with Laura. So I owe you a huge debt of gratitude, and I will forever be grateful to you for that.
You know, Ruth, it's when I'm guided, when I see somebody, when I see, you know, you and what you've done and your ability and your mission to help other people have better lives, then it's a no-brainer for me to reach out to Tiffany and say, you know, she's going to be great because she's got a lot to offer people and help people with. And she's walked the walk and talked the talk and written the book. And, you know, it just, to me, it just makes sense. So there you are, you know, another earth angel, another light bearer that's just here to help us stumbling down the road of life and help lifting us up. So to me, I think you're wonderful. I think your book's wonderful. And your show is wonderful. You've got a lot to offer. So
well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I do have some questions for you if you're up for that before we just start doing any readings.
Sure, as long as they're not related to arithmetic.
No, none of them are. So when did you know that this is the journey that you were meant to be on? When did you find your purpose?
Oh, boy, that's been such a long road, a long and very varied road. But I knew the minute that I had my first meeting with Archangel Michael, I was stunned because I didn't know that you could. Mm-hmm. I thought you met the angels when you died, whatever. But I didn't. And of course, I know the guardian angels all around, but I didn't realize that you could actually have a personal interaction with them. And so when I had that interaction with Archangel Michael, I was stunned. I was floored. And I said, that's it. I have to know more about these angels. I have to know more. And I was completely driven like never before. And so I studied them, and I realized, I said, I have to talk to them. I just have to. It was such a yearning to talk to them, but I really didn't know how. So I learned and spent a lot of time doing it until, you know, I accepted the fact that it was happening. And it took a few years, but now I've seen and experienced so many miracles. My life changed in about 30 seconds. And I tell people that once you ask your angels to start working with you, your life will change in literally about 30 seconds. You could just time it. And there's just so many extraordinary things that happen once you bring the angels into your life. So for me, I wanted everybody else to know about that. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, I don't ever feel, I wasn't brought up being psychic. You know, I was aware that I had intuitive abilities, but I don't know if I could ever put a name on them very much, you know, but, I had to do it. Oh, absolutely cool. Had to do it without fail. I just driven like nothing else before. So yeah, I practiced on friends. I was pretty sure that I was just going to keel over and die from, you know, fright and stress. I'm sure, but I didn't. I'm still here. But it was a huge leap of faith, and something that brings me so much joy when I see other people allowing this action, this relationship with angels into their lives. Just watching their faces, you know, many times the joy, the happiness, they come to tears of joy and love. And it's just like, yes, it's Christmas every day.
Wow. That is awesome. So when you had your first interaction with Archangel Michael, was that, did you like physically see him, experience him that way? Or what was that like for you?
In a very vague sense, I could see him, but mostly I could feel. I was doing some energy work, and I hadn't protected myself appropriately, and was, you know, and I was in a group setting, and was working on a lady who had a lot of, I guess, psychiatric problems, well, and other problems as well. And so all of a sudden, wham, I get hit with this energy. And I said, oh no, what is this? And so I told the facilitator what happened. She said, oh, you must have been working on, you know, so-and-so. Come on over here and we'll take care of that. And she started doing this and a little bit of this and some of this. And the next thing I knew, bam, here comes Archangel Michael, bigger than life, the sword. I could taste it. I could taste the metal of the sword. And then poof, all that energy was just gone. The negative energy was gone. And I was like,
so you were so dumb, right?
I was speechless for a while.
Wow.
That was very profound.
So I see that you also do Reiki as well. How long have you been doing that?
I think I've been doing Reiki now for about 11 or 12 years. No, longer than that. Probably closer to 15 or 16 now. And that was something that had always, you know, been appealing to me, but I could never find the right time to take the classes. So that when I did, that was amazing too. Reiki is amazing. So I love to do Reiki on animals and people, and I love to tell people about it. Again, that's another one of those life-changing things that opens up so many amazing doors for people.
Oh, I agree. I can remember when I heard the word Reiki, I didn't even know what it was, but I knew it was something that I was going to do one day. And then when I learned about it, I mean, it's very transformative. It's absolutely amazing.
It truly is.
It really is.
And it touches so many things, and there's so much you can do with it.
And it heals on every level, not just the physical or anything. You know, that's just amazing. You know, even my kids, when they were younger, because I think I took Reiki for the first time, maybe like in the year 2000 or so, and maybe 2001. And like my kids would get injured they'd hurt themselves or something, sprained ankle. Mom, do Reiki on me. It was always the first thing they would say. Now my grandkids do that.
Oh.
So it's pretty amazing.
One of the things that I love about Reiki is that it is also something that is always teaching you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're practicing Reiki, you're always learning something. There's always something that comes into your life as a lesson.
True. And as you're giving it, you're also receiving it, which is amazing. I know I saw too in your profile that you, what is this about psychical investigation?
This is an organization that was developed by Joanne Brokus and Jacques Brokus, who are phenomenal mediums, teachers, and healers. And so they started this organization as a way to, they basically test people. So you have to pass muster in order to be part of their organization. And they do a lot of studies, and they're both fabulous teachers and healers. Both have written several books. Joanne is one of my mentors and has certified me as a spiritual healer. And I am also working on another level of her angel healing class. She's written several books and has more, but she's amazing. The things that I've learned from her are, you might as well just get in an elevator, because she just takes you right up. Boom.
So are you in the process of writing a book as well, Laura?
Yes, I've gotten 3 pages into it, and it has to be done by November.
Oh, wow.
And it's coming to me by, there are 3 angels that are, they look like scribes. They remind me of scribes, but they're the ones that are telling me this information, and some of it's very profound and mind blowing, if you will. So it's a little bit hard to take in, and I have to really try to keep my own thoughts out of it. You got to be kidding me. Are you serious? Those kind of comments are not welcome.
Right. Well, best of luck to you with that.
Thank you.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, we'll see. I have a pretty logic. My mind is pretty logical, and so when I have trouble with the logic part of things, it tends to slow me down a little bit. Trying to put things into a logical perspective, and this just isn't. I'm trying to answer too many questions about it before it's time. So once I get over that hump, I think things will flow a little easier.
Well, that's awesome. I'm going to stop for a second here and say hi to some people. Hi, Joyce. Veronica's here. Hello, Veronica. Nancy, Heidi, Lynn. So glad you could make it, Lynn. Let's see here. I got to go back now. I don't want to miss anybody. Kim says, woohoo, I believe I saw that show. It's when I started watching Goldilocks and Ascending. Thanks for all the help last few months. Well, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Kim. And thank you so much for your super chat. I appreciate that very much. And let's see. And Sarah's here. Hi, Sarah. So glad you made it. Make sure I didn't miss anybody. Oh, that's right. Thank you very much. They just reminded me. Last week, I missed one of the super chats from Veronica. And I just wanted to say thank you for that. I don't know how I missed it. I guess I was just too busy talking. And sometimes the comments will go really slow, and then other times they go really fast. And even when you go back, it's easy to miss one. And
it's hard to keep up. It's hard to keep up sometimes.
I know. And I also wanted to thank Lynn for her PayPal donation last week that I received after the show. So I wanted to make sure that, I acknowledged them. Linnell's here. Hi, Linnell. Hi, Robin. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to get into some angel card readings. But first, I want to let you know that I did pick some cards before the show, like always. And they're very interesting and very connected. And the message that I'm getting this week is all about your path. Now, this is the Claircognizance card. And if this is Archangel Uriel, pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are unanswered prayers. And I feel like you guys are getting lots and lots of messages that maybe you are not interpreting them as the messages that they are meant to be. You know, sometimes we see something that we think is very insignificant, but it turns out to be something very profound. And they also want you to remember to trust your path. And this says, if you knew you would be supported, what would you do? And that's a really good question. And you are supported. So you don't even have to think that you're not. The universe is there. The universe has your back. All of the angels are rooting for you. They are there for you. So don't let anything hold you back on doing what you need to do and fulfilling your purpose and becoming the best you that you can be. And taking action. Taking action and embracing life's boundless possibilities. And they are. Nothing is impossible. Everything is possible. I've always believed that. And we really need to step into our power, and that is what's going to get us to where we need to be. You've got to go past that fear and that hesitation and just take that first step. Even if it's a teeny tiny baby step, it doesn't matter. You've got to get out there and start living your purpose. Okay, I'm done with that now.
can I say that when... When we miss messages or we ignore them, if they are very important and they are something we're really meant to pay attention to, the angels are excellent naggers. They will nag you and push you and remind you and nag you again. So trust me, if you keep getting repetitive messages, you need to pay attention and do something.
That's right.
They will not leave you alone.
I had these messages from the angels for a long time about my book. And I would just ignore them, or, you know, I let a lot of my self-talk talk me out of, you know, fulfilling that purpose. You know, what do I have to say that's worthwhile that anybody would want to listen to? Or, you know, who am I to think I can, you know, write a book? I did that to myself for a long time. But then finally, one day, they just kicked me in the pants hard enough that I said, okay, fine, you know. And it's true. They will just keep nagging at you.
They sure will. And I'll tell you something, that what you've just said is something that I've kind of gone through in my mind as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, really? I'm not a writer. And, you know, it's like, well, you're not writing. You're just taking notes, basically.
That's right.
So, oh, okay. That takes a little pressure off.
But you know, it's funny. Okay, after I published this book, I mean, I have had some really good feedback from people. And I'm planning on another book. And as things come to me, I start jotting them down. And I still have that saying, well, why would anybody want to read this? So, you know, sometimes that self-doubt can creep right back in there. You just got to be careful not to let it. My messages were guided from my angels and guides, you know, a lot. I mean, most of it, I feel like I channeled it more than anything. I mean, I did have the experiences, but a lot of times I felt like the words were channeled through me, you know, so that made a big difference for me too.
Well, kudos to you for having the faith and the perseverance for following your path, because you know what, that having written that book and talking about it on my show was like, ding, that's when the light went on. I said, I've got to talk to her about this book and find out more about it and then have you on the show. And I mean, it just rolled together like a gift, all wrapped up, paper in a bow.
Yeah.
And so one thing leads to another, and you don't always know what, where, when, and how. Mm-hmm. And just know that if this is what you're guided to do, just do it and it will all work out.
And it happens so fast. Once, like, I dragged my feet for so many years, but once I made the decision, it was like, boom, it was done. It was just crazy.
Didn't it feel good though?
Oh yeah.
It felt so
amazing.
Good.
It felt amazing. It was scary as heck though, you know, taking that giant step. But once I did, yeah, I felt so empowered. I felt like there was nothing in this world I could not do.
Did you have much of a support when you were going through that?
No. I mean, most people didn't even know I was writing the book. So.
Well, see, one of the things I love about the Goldilocks family is that there's so much support here. And if so, if you are being pushed or driven or guided to do something, you know, you're in good company because we're all sort of together in this cloud. So you're not alone. That's really important to remember.
That is awesome. That's a good message. So, Laura, do you have a message for Kim?
Oh, sure. Let's see. And I'm using these cards tonight.
Awesome.
If you have your deck, I would love to see what cards you get for Kim.
Yeah, it'd be funny, you know, if we got the same one.
Joanne Leo and I did that once. We worked with the same deck, and it was a lot of fun. Okay, for Miss Kim. Oh, beautiful Archangel Gabriel is calling for you, Kim. She is calling for you, and she's reminding you of leadership. She's saying it's time for you to assume leadership power. For you, it's your turn to start guiding others. Archangel Gabriel, as you know, I'm sure you know, is the messenger angel. That's one of the responsibilities. Is the messenger angel that helps bring the important messages and transmit important messages. And right now, this is Archangel coming to you, reminding you, honey, it is time to get up and lead the band. Lead the band. Archangel Gabriel is a wonderful angel to work with. He's also a very healing angel. And is helping with writing. So I don't know if there's music involved in this, writing music involved in this, but Archangel Gabriel is the angel that's helping guide you right now, Kim. So she said it's time to take leadership because this is you. All right.
Well, I had two cards that actually flew out of the deck for Kim. And the first one is healthy lifestyle. And this says to eat a healthful diet, get adequate sleep and exercise regularly for optimal health. And this is Archangel Raphael. And I feel like the message here, Kim, is that you've been so busy lately with your new business and everything that you're not taking proper care of yourself, that you need to, you know, take a break. Don't push yourself so hard. Things will still get done, but don't push yourself as hard maybe, and take a step back and have a little bit of me time because it sounds like you need it. And also clairvoyance. And this is Archangel Raziel. I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you can clearly see heavenly love. And I know that you've been on your spiritual journey for a while now, and I know that things are really opening up for you. And I feel like this is just a reminder for you that I feel like you're receiving messages. I feel like you are definitely on your right path, and the angels just want to pat you on the back and tell you that you're doing a good job, because you are. So that's what I have for Kim. Let's see. Joyce is next.
Kim says she's been writing songs lately.
Oh, wow.
Things. Good for you.
Beautiful.
Okay, who am I doing next? I'm sorry.
Joyce.
All right, Miss Joyce. What do the angels have for you, Miss Joyce? Well, Joyce, I'll tell you what I'm seeing here. While I'm waiting for the card to come up, what I am seeing is like you've just sort of come to the end of something, and you're beginning something. You finally said, all right, that's it. I'm done. I'm done with this, and I am ready to begin moving forward. And it's like jumping up with joy, like finishing something in the past. You just, bam, I've reached the end of the road and bam, I'm jumping up with joy to begin this new one. And I swear there's a marching band accompanying you with this joy. So it's think New Orleans band. It's fabulous there. And I'm getting all goosebumps. And it's just like, all of a sudden I made the sudden decision, bam, I'm done with this one. And I'm stepping forward and there's bands, there's marching bands, there's music. It's a great celebration. It's a great musical celebration. And so congratulations to you, but know that as you're moving forward, you've got all of this guidance with you. You've got all of this support. You've got a band with you, helping support you and helping motivate you and tapping your feet in happy music and joy to the world is what I'm hearing too. They're all singing joy to the world, but in a jazz, like joy to the world. It's phenomenal. So good for you. The card I got from you is a message from Archangel Azrael. Archangel Azrael is an angel that helps with a transition and is the most peaceful and loving and comforting angel. So when we are making major changes, major transitions in our life, Archangel Azrael helps us get through that with peace, with comfort, with support. So Archangel Azrael is telling you, I am here with you, Joyce. I'm helping you. I'm helping your heart to heal. I'm helping you heal. But I'm also here to bring that sense of peace and support. And you know, he's the leader of the band in this particular instance for you. So there you go, Joyce.
That was really beautiful. Joyce, for you, I've got divine order. And this is Archangel Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see the underlying order. And the message that I'm getting for you is that this is everything in your life right now is about balance, that you need to find that place where you're very comfortable, where things are pretty well evened out. I feel like some things your energy might be a little heavier in one area than another. And I feel like that needs to be evened out a little bit. I feel like everything is happening as it's supposed to on your journey, that you need to be reminded that, you know, everything does happen in divine order. Sometimes we're not as patient as, you know, we could be because we're only human. But just remember that everything is coming to you in divine order. And all of your prayers are being answered.
Nice message.
Now we have Veronica.
You know, I've got to tell you, Ruth, that behind you, you know, that chakra you have behind you, at least from my angle, it looks like gold, and it looks like a halo that just comes up over your head.
I planned it that way, Laura.
I know. It's beautiful.
Oh, well, thanks.
Okay, sorry. Who is this for?
Veronica.
Veronica. All righty. So we'll ask the angels what they'd like Veronica to know for her highest and greatest good. I'm getting a dachshund. First of all, I don't know if that is meaningful to you, but the little dachshund dog is showing up, and he's adorable. Okay, and there's a card for you, Miss Veronica. Archangel Haniel is reminding you how, and this is, boy, is this a theme tonight or what? Follow your passion. Follow your dreams. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love, life, and career. You're being guided. And your higher self, your heart, is going to help you know the right steps to take. So everyone, you know the right steps to take if you take time to go within and listen. Archangel Haniel is helping you with this, making decisions, but also to following your renewed passion in your love life and career. But it's about living life with passion, about pursuing things that make you feel joyful and passionate and happy and yahoo kind of stuff. So if it's feeling dragging you down, then this is something you need to reconsider. Pay attention to what makes you feel passionate, what makes your heart roar.
Oh, that's awesome. And I have Archangel Metatron. And Archangel Metatron says to call upon him to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometric shapes. Veronica, I'm feeling like you might have a little bit of stuck energy, and that might be holding you back a little bit. I would suggest doing a meditation to open up those chakras a little bit and get them flowing a little better. I think it's once you get that energy unstuck, it's going to make you feel a whole lot better on every level. So know that you can call on Archangel Metatron to assist you with clearing your chakras. And that will be very beneficial for you to do. And next we have Nancy.
Nancy, I get this overwhelming sense of peace, calm, tranquility. It's like you're floating in the ocean and it's foggy. And so not only you're just focusing on your surroundings, on how the water feels, how your body feels weightless in the water, and how the fog is soft and gentle on your face. And it's just about, you know, and it's blocking out other noises that might be disturbing to you. And so it's just floating in tranquility. And when you're floating in this tranquility, it's interesting. It's almost like this is my time where I don't have to hear anything, or I don't want to hear anything. This is time where I'm just with myself. I'm just being with myself and my soul. I don't have to listen or respond or be. I'm just being. And it's a beautiful connection that you have then with your spirit, with your soul, and you just calm and relax and tranquil together. And it feels like an amazing vacation. Let's see, what card are we having for you? Okay, Nancy says she loves the water. Okay, here we go. Oh, I love this card. Okay, so Archangel Uriel is reminding you, pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to the ideas. Pay attention to the things that come to you. Those are answers to your prayers. He's also saying, pay attention to you. I love this light beam up high. I just love this. This is this light has so much information and so much energy for you. And this whole image of, oh, it's almost like it's on the water. Almost like on the water, but it's looking up and seeing the infinite, but learning the infinite, knowing of the infinite, and absorbing the information and the messages the infinite has. Just like they're downloaded into you during these peaceful times. And you know that it just kind of swirls around and rolls around and it finds a place. And then when it's time for you to use that information, it's there for you. So keep on taking good care of yourself. Keep on paying attention to your thoughts and dreams.
Oh, that's nice. So, yeah, I got the card of compassion for you. And I feel like you have so much love and so much compassion that you give to others. But sometimes I think you forget to show yourself that same love and compassion. So this is just a reminder from Archangel Zadkiel to make sure you include yourself. It's very important for us to have that sense of self-love and to show ourselves love and compassion and unconditional love. And this is just a reminder from the angels to show more of that to yourself, as well as, you know, I see you just giving out all this love and kindness and compassion, but I feel like you don't necessarily show that much to yourself. So you know, just be mindful of that and be a little bit more compassionate with yourself. Okay, and then next we have Heidi.
All righty, angels, what would you like Heidi to know for her highest and greatest good? There we go. Two cards for you, Miss Heidi. The first one, so beautiful. The first one is Archangel Zadkiel, reminding you to pay attention to the loving guidance that you hear inside of your mind or from other people. This is about loving guidance. He's emphasizing loving guidance. So pay attention to the loving guidance that you have. So if you're hearing things that do not make you feel loving or do not feel loving to you, then that is telling you to not to be prudent and not put so much or too much rather weight on those things. Rather focus on the things that are bringing you loving thoughts and making you feel that, and accepting that the guidance that you get from your heart and from your mind and from others that is of a loving nature is indeed divinely guided. The other card is from Archangel Shamuel. I love Archangel Shamuel. Archangel Shamuel is angel of love, and he's calling you beloved one and helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. Keep in mind that a spiritual soulmate relationship can be on an angelic, on a divine level. Sometimes we humans take soulmate relationship as to, you know, as being a human person, but it's also a mentor, a guide, some divinely guided being that's helping you on your spiritual journey as well. And Archangel Shamuel is coming for you saying that I'm helping you with this spiritual soulmate relationship. Love Archangel Shamuel.
Well, Heidi, I have a question for you from Archangel Azrael. And this is the card of comfort. And it says, I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. And I feel like you have a lot of healing going on at this time, not just on a physical level or a spiritual level, but on every level. I feel like some things have been coming up for you lately that you're trying to deal with. And you're working through them. Maybe not as quickly as you would like to, but, you know, everything has to happen in its own time. You can't rush things like that. So know that the angels are there to comfort you, and you can call on them for anything that you need. And you have a message for Lynn, Laura?
Okay, let's see what we got for Ms. Lynn. Changing decks here for Lynn. Okay. It's coming, Lynn. Here we go. Oh, beautiful. Mother Mary's coming to you talking about self-love. Love, my Mother Mary. Coming to you with reminding you of self-love and reminding you that Mother Mary loves you unconditionally and unequivocally. She reminds you that the most important love is to love yourself, because after all, you are a child of God. How can you be anything less than love? How can you be anything less than a loving being? And if you don't love yourself, she says, then you are saying that the God inside of you, there's something wrong with the God inside of you. And that, she says, is so far from the truth, because you are part of the most perfect and divine light. And that perfect and divine light is love. So she reminds you to love yourself unconditionally as they love you, because you are very, very loved. There you go, Lynn.
Oh, that is beautiful. And Lynn, I have Archangel Uriel here for you. And this is regarding claircognizance. And Archangel Uriel is saying to pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are unanswered prayers. Now, the angels are sending you messages all the time. And if you're not clear about the messages that you're receiving, just ask the angels to clarify for you. Ask them to show you a sign that you will recognize and that will resonate with you. And I feel like they just want you to be aware that your thoughts are very powerful. And as you put them out there, you're manifesting those things that you desire. So in essence, it is answering your prayers. And they just want to remind you of that and to keep on doing that because you're doing a great job. So I just want to read a couple comments here. Joyce says, hello to you, Laura. Lynn says, oh, you both are so awesome. Now, I'm not sure if I did this earlier, but I wanted to thank Kim for her super sticker. Not sure if I mentioned that, and I don't want to, overlook that. And next we have Sarah, Super Space Cookie.
Let's see what we got. All right, Miss Sarah. I'm getting an Archangel Gabriel message for you, Sarah. Let's see what the card is. Oh, that's interesting. Archangel Gabriel message for you, Sarah, is one of lining things up. Excuse me. Lining things up. And it's lining yourself up, actually. Of all the things that you do, make that he's showing me, you're all lined up. So he says, ready to receive. He's not saying what, receive what, but he says, you're all lined up and ready to receive. The reception, he's calling it. So this is, you're ready to receive. So this is a reception. Oh, so you're going to be receiving multiple gifts from high above, he says. And when you are ready to receive these gifts, then he's asking you to make this a sacred ceremony that maybe takes 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, not even that long. But getting into your space of gratitude, that air of gratitude is so important when we're connecting to the angels and to the divine. So we're getting into that space of gratitude and remembering that you are worthy of receiving anything and everything from God and from the divine. So they're asking you that when you're ready and you're into this space of gratitude and then love and opening up your heart and opening up your hands and open to receive the gifts from the divine, from Archangel Gabriel, as he puts this beautiful white light in your hand that is going to help lead you further and lighter and higher and brighter. He said it's just the first of many gifts to come. So you are definitely worthy. He wants to bring that up again. He's also getting a message from Archangel Haniel. This is the passion card again. So it's about following your passion. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career, because that alone is telling you that you're on the right track. So when your heart's beating with excitement about something like that, then you know you are on the right track. So be ready to receive the gifts from the divine. The angels are ready to give them to you when you are ready, and follow your passion.
Well, Sarah, actually two cards came up for you. One is the card of passion. And the other one is chakra clearing to align and get you aligned and centered. The Archangel Haniel says to trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career. And Archangel Metatron wants you to call upon him to help you clearing your chakras. I know you have a very renewed passion for life and what you're doing right now. And I know that this seems like a repeated message for you, but they keep telling me that you need to slow down a little bit and take a little bit better care of yourself. You don't want to get yourself run down. You know, you have a very full life. And if you end up, you know, being a little bit under the weather, everything in your life will, you know, suffer or have a setback. So just make sure that you're taking really good care of yourself and you don't overlook yourself in that area. Next, oh, before we go on, I do want to acknowledge some people here that gave a super sticker, and that's Richard Riddle. Thank you so much for your super sticker, Richard, and Sarah. Sarah sent a super sticker as well. And Thomas, he sent us a super sticker. So thank you all very much for the super stickers. And let's see who we have next. I believe it's Linnell. There we go. Yes, Linnell.
All right, Linnell, I've got another Archangel Gabriel message. Boy, Archangel Gabriel's busy with us tonight, and it's about creative writing, Linnell. So are you writing songs, making time to write down your thoughts in a journal or, you know, something? Write down your thoughts. But he's talking about writing songs. Oh, like 100 miles an hour. You're writing so fast. So I don't know if these are things that are just coming into your head and you're not writing them down, or you are, you're not sure what to do with it. But Archangel Gabriel is talking about this creative writing and getting things on paper. Real important. There you go.
And I got the card of sensitivity for you.
Ooh, beautiful.
And there's so many energies, new energies that are coming into focus right now. And as these old energies fall away, we make room for them. And there's some very powerful energies. And at this time, many of us may be a little bit super sensitive to these energies. And, you know, if you start feeling like that, or you feel like really lightheaded or flighty, you can ground yourself a little bit. You know, go barefoot outside. That helps. Eat something. You know, after a lot of times after energy work, that's how I feel. Like my head feels like it's off in the clouds. And either drinking a cup of coffee or eating a few bites of food will help me to ground myself better. Preferably, I do like to walk outside barefoot. That I've loved that ever since I was a kid. I love to get energy from the earth. Yeah. And that can be so beneficial. So I'm going to leave that with you. And next we have Robin.
Robin, 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 Robin. All right, Miss Robin, taking back your power. Bam. I like this card. And this is not take back your power. You took back your power and you did it with a bam. Yes, that's so perfect. And as you did that, it flings open the doors. Like, you see how he's got his arms out to the side. It's like, I'm clearing my space. I'm clearing all the space around me and I'm stepping forward. This is my space. I'm taking back my power. So use your God-given power and gifts to manifest blessings into your life, but giving yourself permission to use those gifts that were given back to you. And that's Archangel Raziel. And the second card from you is Archangel Raguel. He's guiding your clairsentience. So Archangel Raguel is helping with your clairsentience, which is the feelings that you get, intuitive feelings that you get, because these are divine guidance. Nice work. Congratulations.
And Robin, according to Archangel Ariel, it is time to spread your wings and soar. And they don't want you to hold anything back now. The timing is perfect. Take those few steps that you need to take, put yourself out there, and you are going to fly. Just spread your wings and fly. They are there with you. I just feel like you are really going to take off. So that is for you. And next we have Sam. Sam says,
Sam.
Hello, and everyone.
Hey, Sam. All right, let's see message for Sam. There it is right there. Did you see how fast that one popped up? Archangel Sandalphon is for you tonight, Sam. Reminding you to be gentle with yourself, being very gentle with yourself, but surrounding yourself with gentle people and environments. So staying away from harsh judgments. Yeah, staying away from harsh judgments, whether it is you receiving them or giving them. He's reminding you of the power of gentle thought, gentle love, gentle space, gentle energy. There is and he plays a very gentle song for you too. Archangel Sandalphon is an angel that is kind of helps musicians and artists as well, but is the angel that helps bring our prayers to heaven. So you may feel the stirrings of a very gentle song in your heart, and that is from Archangel Sandalphon. It is a message of love for you, Sam.
And Archangel Raguel wants to remind you that everything is in divine order. Everything is the way it needs to be right now. You have to look past the illusion and see the underlying order. You know, the angels are at work behind the scenes. You just don't know it. They are there helping you and guiding you. And, you know, you put the energy out there of what you want to happen, of what you desire. And you match that vibration, and it has no other choice but to come to you. And the angels are behind the scenes. They're helping things to work out for you. So keep that in mind. Keep putting out that energy, you know, and you're getting ready to manifest something pretty major, I feel like. Kim says that she's been writing songs lately and other little things. And for the past few days, she's been sleeping a lot, and she will eat better. So much energy, Gemini, Sun, Moon. And Kavita says, hi, Laura and Ruth. Do you have insight as to whether or not it would be advisable for me to travel to Maine this August with a friend or to go to Southern California later on this year? Thank you.
My impression is go to the one that's the soonest, which I guess would be Maine. Let's see, the summertime. Yep, it definitely has a strong, I'm getting a very strong impression of the one that's sooner. And they just keep telling me they're not focusing on a specific area. They're showing me breeze. They're showing me some water. They're showing me summer, almost fall, like late summer. But it's the one that comes up the soonest is the one that they see being very happy.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's see. Sugar Magnolia says I read that one already. And Richard is here. Do you have a message for Richard?
I always have a message for Richard. Let's see. I can hold on to the cards. Oh, you get a new deck, Richard. Okay. All right. Let's see. Oh, this one popped. Ooh, two of them. Two, two, two. Archangel Ariel talks to you about joy and love, Richard. She brings joy and love to you, but Archangel Ariel is the angel of courage. She is also the angel that helps the animal kingdom and all of its inhabitants and all of its beings, the order of all of its beings, the divas, the animals themselves, the plants, all of those kingdoms of the earth. She is here, but she talks about being the angel of courage for you. She brings to you joy and love. She says to you, Richard, joy and love are, it's like you're throwing joy and love as you go. She's like, you expand this energy of joy and love as you go. You're like, bing, bing, bing. You're just throwing little bits of joy and love and laughter and making people feel good and feel happy and feel light. And she's talking about the strength that sometimes it takes to do that. She says physical strength is one thing, and then there is the strength of the heart. So sometimes they are the same, but other times they are not. She says, so when you feel that you are lacking in strength, then you may call upon Archangel Ariel to help you continue to shine that joy and love. Just people love it. They feel it. I'm getting goosebumps. She said it literally lifts them off the ground, literally lifts them off the ground when you are shining and sharing the joy and love. And know that the angels are aware and they're seeing you do that and they're by your side and it brings them joy as well. The angels love when we do things to help ourselves and to help each other because it makes them happy too. It makes them very joyful. Archangel Michael is also talking to you about the infinite and divine light. And to me, I just keep this looks like a giant street light. But it just does look like a big streetlight, doesn't it? It's just beaming down this column of light that surrounds you, Richard. It's Archangel Michael's particular brand and band of energy for you. So the connection that you have with Archangel Michael, this is his band of energy for you that is surrounding you with love, with guidance, with support, with strength, with protection, and with a healthy dose of humor, he says. Oh, there you go, Richard.
That is it. Well, it looks like we're running out of time here. Laura, do you have a message for Thomas?
Let's do Thomas, yes. You know, we're getting down to the wire here.
I know. Right.
Ooh, that one went flying. All right, we're doing these two. Richard, Thomas is for you. The first card, oh boy, beautiful. Archangel Metatron. For you, Thomas, releasing into the light so that you can join the light, releasing into the light the worries, the fears, the lower energies, the doubts, the things that hold you back, the things that make you feel unsure about yourself, but releasing into the light. Also, he said there's sadness. Let it go. Because you know what happens when you do that, you are healed. The sadness is healed. It's lifted and transformed into beautiful, powerful light. And it turns around and comes back and surrounds you and lifts you and enfolds you with love and strength and renewal and healing. So Archangel Michael says, or Archangel Metatron for you, this is the energy of letting go and releasing into the light. And watch what happens. It's amazing. The last one for you is from Archangel Raziel. This one is also about the light. This incredible beam of light is what surrounds you when you connect with the angels. So they want you to be aware of these two images of light because this is their gift for you. This is their gift of love for you. Here you go, Thomas.
I wanted to thank Sam, and Heather for their super stickers. I know we're about out of time, Laura, but could you do one quick one for Heather?
Absolutely, Heather. Thanks, everybody, for joining us and for your nice words.
Oh, it's been wonderful.
That's cool. I'm so glad to be here. Heather, serving with love, Archangel Shamuel is reminding you, serving with love, when we offer to serve the highest, when we offer to serve from our heart, and it's all about service with love because it's about being the light, shining the light, bearing the light, being the light. It's service of love to you, and that is Archangel Shamuel, who lights a candle of love for you as well, recognizing your service. He thanks you. All the angels. Ooh.
Ooh, that was cool. Thank you so much for being here tonight, Laura. It's been wonderful having you here. And it looks like everyone, from all the amazing comments, I think everyone else enjoyed it too.
I think we should do it again sometime. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much for having me as your first and special guest tonight and all the beautiful energy that you share. Well, thank you very much.
In 2 weeks, Melissa's going to be here.
Woohoo!
So that'll be a fun show too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I really appreciate you, Laura. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone that showed up and commented and donated. You know, you guys are awesome. And I look forward to seeing you all again next week. Good night.
Become a Goldilocks Productions VIP patron.
Receive exclusive access to live stream special
and other epic perks.
Join the Goldilocks Productions VIP community today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.